Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Startopia Radio.
Welcome to a special Business Radio X production, spotlighting the best businesses and the people who lead them in the community. On today's episode, we're going to be talking with Heather Picken, calling from Seattle. How are you today, Heather?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. What's the weather out there today like?
A little cold, a little rainy.
So normal for Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little cold and rainy here in Atlanta as well as we draw closer to Christmas weekend. We're super excited. So if you would, for our listeners, share a little bit about your background, please.
So I am a business coach. Actually, I started out in the fitness world, and I was a personal trainer. And one of the things I discovered down that path is I knew there was something about the mind and body connection, about helping people to get results. I actually hold the title Miss Midwest States Natural and Bodybuilding, and went on to have several, actually placed the top five in several other bodybuilding and fitness and figure shows. And so when I realized that the mind was so powerful in really achieving what you wanted in life, I had a bigger mission and purpose. And that was to really empower entrepreneurs all over the world to take their inspired mission, you know, something that they felt that they really felt called within, and market themselves on a global scale. And so today, I really help those global change makers that have an inspired mission, purpose, and vision, you know, go out there in the world, show them how to really own their power, and also create the strategy that helps them to get there.
That's fantastic, as I know that there's a lot of growing businesses out there who need help or coaching in those areas. But that seems like a big leap to me from the fitness world, being accomplished and such, and into advising high-powered CEOs. Tell us about that transition.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really was a work in progress. And, you know, if I look at connecting the dots, some of my biggest challenges in life, if I want to go back and look at some of the biggest things, growing up at the age of, gosh, I think 8 or 9, I was diagnosed with a learning disorder, you know, dyslexia. And so I really had this, you know, that was really challenging for me in my life. And so I had this, you know, void that I wanted to fulfill. And that was really understanding how the mind worked. Why was it taking me so long to accomplish, you know, all these things? And understanding human behavior, and really that has been the catalyst for me to also help other people, because as you know, like, the mind dictates everything. You know, we can have a great business idea, but if we can't execute it, or if we have other areas of our life that are unbalanced, then it is definitely going to change, you know, the way that you're leading your business. So whether you're an entrepreneur, you're a CEO, we all have the same kind of issues. And the problem is, you know, how do we navigate around that? How do we really align our mind to what we want? And there are a lot of challenges that, you know, the path of an entrepreneur or a leader is never linear. So my job is to really help people, you know, to really break through all of those issues as to, you know, as it pertains to how they're perceiving themselves. How can they really go out there in a bigger way and also look at their life? You know, so I really treat it in a very holistic way. So I'm very different than, you know, what you would think a business coach would be.
That's right. I'd love to ask you, how do you monetize this? How do you know what to charge the client? And then, you know, how does the client know they're getting the full value out of that?
You know, that's a great question, because you know, until you value yourself, the entire world won't value you. So I always look at the example that you could take two people with the same experience, and let's say someone's charging, you know, $100 an hour, and the other person's charging $1,000 an hour. So the difference, is the person that's charging $1,000 is really owning their worth. They understand the value that they're bringing to the marketplace. And so there's an exercise that I take clients through for each thing that they're doing and serving their clients. Like, when they get really clear on who their ideal client is, and that's really, really important, is to really break down everything that they're doing and how that can really impact the person or their ideal client that they want to work with. Because if you can't make that shift for yourself, then there's no way that you're going to be able to, you know, really stand in your power and say, you know what, I deserve to charge this. And then the other thing that's really important is having a sales process where people see and feel the value. You know, I look at back when the stock market crashed in 2008, and I remember being in the Apple store, which is, everyone knows, it's a very high-end product, and people were whipping out their credit cards to buy the Apple product. Why is that? Because, you know, Apple is a high-end product and people will pay for what they value. So when I'm looking at people's businesses and I'm kind of sharing with them, you know, here's what I feel that you should charge, but you need to wrap your mind around it. And so it is a mental shift that they must do in order to get that. And so once their mind really locks into that belief system to knowing this is what I believe I'm worth, then it's easier to get those clients. It's when you feel that you're not worthy, or what is everyone else charging? What is the marketplace dictating? That's when you start comparing yourself to everyone else. And I find that strategy never works well.
Right. Now, we've heard that a few times and it just resonates. Everything you said, what we've heard before is so true. So as a consultant, as someone who's out there on the front lines every day talking to entrepreneurs, is there one mistake or a group of mistakes you continually find owners and leaders and entrepreneurs making on a daily basis that really impacts their bottom line?
Absolutely. There's definitely a handful of mistakes. One thing is not having a focus. And so what I mean by that is if you don't have a strategy that works specifically for your business, because I work with a lot of different businesses and industries, and what I found to be true across the board is that they're not focusing on the highest priorities. You know, what is going to bring you the most income? You know, it's not doing things that where you could, let's say, delegate that to someone that costs $10 an hour. And so when you prioritize your day with the highest priorities, and that's always getting in front of the client, how can you get those client meetings? You know, what do you need to be saying? And having a focus that you're doing every single day. And then I would also say a mindful practice. So one of the things that I have my clients do is meditate. Oh. And they've been doing, you know, there's been many studies of how meditation is a great way to calm your mind, to be super focused, super clear. And when I have my clients do that, and I really measure the results, they find that they're less stressed, they feel calm, they can deal with problems, because as an entrepreneur or leader, you've got to be a problem solver. And, you know, also having, you know, a way to what I call measure their money metrics. So for everything that you're doing in your business, what are you getting as a result? Do we need to tweak your strategy? Because business is not linear, and especially with technology, as it's ever progressing and changing, you know, you gotta be a leader. You've got to be on the cutting edge. But I will say this, the single biggest thing is really being able to master who you are, your vision, and stay on your path. Because once you do those things and then you're able to implement it, then it's easier to be in the flow instead of get out of the flow.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you focused on the highest priorities out there, according to Heather Pickin, who you can find her on her website, heatherpickin.com. She's a global business strategist and high performance coach. Do you have like one Heather Pickin formula for success for someone to be known in their industry? Is there a simple way to kind of rise above the rest?
Absolutely. A leader really stays true to their vision no matter what other people are saying. And that is the biggest challenge. So when you really know who you are and the value that you bring out to the world and you stay on the path and pursue it no matter what, then that's when you're really going to have success. So I challenge everyone, you know, if you want to be on the cutting edge, to really stay true to who you are and keep on top of things. And let me just say one more thing, mm-hmm. Having a coach or a mentor to kind of guide you through that, maybe not, you know, you could not see your blind spots, because that's what a mentor coach does, kind of gives you that extra edge that you need.
That's right. The blind spot that's out there, that you're so focused on your business and growing and maybe taking care of your employees and your clients, there may be some angles that you could really improve on that only someone looking at it from above could see. So how often would you recommend, you know, a CEO or a leader to visit with their business coach? Is that a daily thing, weekly, monthly? How often do you visit with your clients?
Oh, definitely. I found the results that what really work is meeting with clients on a weekly basis. So my clients, you know, are all around the world. And so I find, you know, the measure of success is every single week we work on what the plan is, where, you know, how their head, you know, is their head in the game? Because things can take them off their path. You know, one thing that could happen in their daily routine, let's just say if they're having a relationship issue, that can impact their daily life. And so what I find when I'm working with clients, like they basically have, you know, unlimited access to me if they're working with me, I find that in one moment, in just a few seconds, I can shift them very quickly. Maybe it's a text message, but having that weekly accountability call really helps them to be laser focused. So it's like whatever you focus on, that's exactly what you're going to get. So like, for example, let's just say you have a revenue goal for that month. You know, it's really important that, okay, what are the steps that we're taking in order to ensure that not only just from a strategic perspective, but a mindful perspective. You know, the mind always dictates the outcome.
Yeah, you got to be mindful. And I find most entrepreneurs and CEO and business leaders are perpetual learners, or constantly not only learning that for themselves, self-improvement, but are aware of other ways they need to be learned in their industry. And so Heather is the author of the book, Fire, Woman on Fire Entrepreneur, How to Own Your Power, Profit from Your Passions, and Create Prosperity. Is there any other resources or books out there you can recommend for a leader or CEO to adopt as well?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a book called The One Thing.
I'm reading that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Keller.
Yep.
I forget his first name, so forgive me for that. But that's a really great book, you know, and that's really about what I'm talking about, you know, the power of focus, you know, staying on your path, doing that one thing that is really going to leverage you and not be so distracted, you know. So again, the focus is key. The clarity is key. You know, being true to your mission, your purpose, and your vision is also key.
How would a CEO out there, or a leader, or entrepreneur know what is the pain they're having when they know they need to pick up the phone and call a business coach or strategist like yourself? What are some things they're experiencing daily that they know it's time to get help?
Well, several different things. You know, first, let's just start at the person as a leader. Are they inspired to show up in the company? You know, so if they're not, guess what? That's going to bleed down into everyone. And so, you know, if you feel like you're not connected to your business and the vision, maybe you need to tweak it. You know, maybe you need to align what your true values really are instead of the injected values of what you think they should be. Also, do you have, you know, a high turnover in your company and in business? So if you have that, or if you're not hiring the right people, you're not getting things done in a way, then there's a failure to not only communicate, but also understand that there's a better way to hire and then inspire people. Once you get them in, then you need to be able to inspire them. You know, also look at your bottom line. You know, what are your revenues doing? You know, that's always a good thing. And just seeing if people, you know, they've done a lot of studies, and people that are inspired, you know, when they come to show up to work in the company, if they're inspired because they see how working in the company can fulfill what their highest mission and purpose is as an employee, that's when you know you have a great leader.
Yeah, inspiration,
you know? So
definitely.
You really have to work on your leadership skills and kind of look at all the energy drains that are going on, not only you as a leader, but also in your company.
Inspiration is important to all of us. I have to ask Heather, where do you go for inspiration or to be inspired?
You know, I do a lot of reading. I also have my own coaches and mentors. I am always a student. You know, I totally believe in continuing education. There's no such thing as you know it all. And I believe in surrounding myself with people that are also doing amazing things, you know, being able to problem solve, you know, when I can't, like, oh, I've got this situation, I need to figure this out. But I find what really helps, there's one thing that I call, what I have my clients do, it's called an immersion technique. And so one of the things that I have them do is go on YouTube, Google, you know, whatever subject as far as like releasing stress or, you know, how to deal with whatever. And they keep watching the videos until they start shifting, because it's so important not to take on that energy and and, you know, go and try to operate it into your business, especially if you're doing sales. You've got to manage and align your energy first. And so I do the same thing. You know, it's like I walk my talk. If I feel like I'm challenged, I do that. Or I get the help of someone else, you know, that has been there, done that. And then, you know, I have colleagues that I also can consult with as well. So you can't do this journey alone. I'm telling you, you just can't. It's really challenging if you try.
I know. And I imagine you're inspired all the time by your clients and watching them break through barriers and take challenges head on and then kind of rededicate you to help others as well, I imagine.
Absolutely. You know, one of the reasons why I do what I do is really I want to create an impact. I really, you know, love working with people all over the world. And what's really cool is a lot of times I'll just work with them on the mental strategy and their business grows. And I'm not surprised, but at the same time, every time I am surprised, you know, when that happens, because again, the mindset will dictate the outcome. Anything that you think about, you bring about. And we've heard that all the time, yet we don't apply it. And so it's so important for everyone just to, you know, realize that your focus is really going to determine if you're going to implement something. Are you going to be creating that? Are you going to be focused more on the problem? Are you going to be focused on a solution? Because entrepreneurs and CEOs, they're all about focusing on the solution.
That's right. Focus on that. Take some time to meditate. Be relentless. And if you need help, get out there and call Heather Picken. She can definitely put you on a path to success using a wide variety of techniques and proven success along the way. Her company is La Dolce Vita, the formula for fabulous living. And her website is heatherpicken.com. Where else can folks find you, Heather?
Yeah, they can also find me on my show. So I do have a show called La Dolce Vita, the formula for fabulous living. They can go to iTunes and Google me there. Or if they go to my main website, heatherpicken.com, and click on blog, they'll see the video episodes of my show as well. And they can go onto Facebook, Heather Picken. Heather Picken LDV. So if you go into Facebook and type in Heather Picken LDV, they can get connected to my business Facebook page.
Well, thank you so much, Heather, for talking to us today. It's been great visiting and hearing how you're helping folks out there. Love your energy and your enthusiasm for it all, and wish you a happy holidays and very prosperous 2017.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. And if your company is out there doing something interesting to serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at Business Radio X and pitch us your story. On behalf of Stone Payton and Lee Cantor and the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We'll see you on the radio.